The following recording is copyright 2014, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
There was once a time when we were little children, when we were too young to understand things, such that our parents could not use reasoning on us. We were too little for them to reason with, to teach us, and to protect us. So they had to resort to inducements. I'll give you a cookie if you do that. And probably more frequently, disincentives. I'm going to punish you if you don't quit doing that. But in either case, the parents use force, at least the force of their authority, to achieve a good objective. But there comes a time when they begin to use persuasion to form us instead of coercion. And it is then that we begin to make their values our own. There was once a time when, for many people, it was sufficient for the church to resort to inducements. If you do this, you'll go to heaven. And disincentives. You'll go to hell if you don't quit doing that. In order to help us lead a life that will get us into heaven, almost always following a stint in purgatory. In those days, most people were devout believers, but not very educated. So out of concern for our eternal destiny, the church used its moral authority to achieve a good objective, backed up by doctrine and devotional practices solidly rooted in the teaching of Jesus Christ. But you know, in a lot of ways, those days are long past. Most people in our society today, look around you. Most people are not devout believers anymore. We see this, for instance, in how readily people these days are willing to accept the idea of things like same-sex marriage, which would have been unthinkable in the past. And most Catholics are better educated than in the past. The question for us today is how to live and proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ in our present circumstances. We see many people making self-destructive choices today. You see this, I'm sure, among some of your schoolmates. Okay? Choices that are not going to lead anywhere good. Okay? Oblivious to the eventual negative consequences, not only for themselves, but also for society. But warnings about hell won't work with people who are not sure they even believe in God anymore. What may work, however, is persuasion. And not just practical, worldly persuasion, like pointing out how bad choices can turn our lives into a living hell even in this world. Even atheists could say that. But rather spiritual persuasion. What St. Peter calls in our second reading, giving the reason for our hope. Sharing what a difference a living relationship with Jesus Christ has made in our lives. God has placed an often unrecognized hunger for Jesus in the soul of every person on this planet. A deeply felt, even if not recognized, need for the mercy and forgiveness, a need that only He can fill. An inner ally that we have, in fact, that is available in that person to undermine that person's resistance to the movement of the Holy Spirit because of the truth they know deep down in their heart that they're not willing to recognize. In today's gospel, Jesus promises to send us another advocate, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept. And once God fills us with this Holy Spirit, especially through the sacrament of confirmation, Jesus then sends us forth to continue his mission of rescuing people from the power of darkness and forming them in the way of truth and life, a truth which the world, look around us, does not accept. But it is also the truth that responds to the deepest longings of the human heart. And yet most people don't even know it. We obviously have our work cut out for us. So today the Lord sends us forth, empowered by the Holy Spirit, to give the reason for our hope. We have experienced personally Jesus' mercy, the mercy and forgiveness that comes from our share in Jesus' victory over the power of sin and death. And now it is our duty and our privilege to share this gift with others.